a sad note and talk with the athletic director at UAPB, Chris Robinson. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, great, David. Good morning. How are you guys?
Great, man. Ronald Davis, who is one of my Touchdown Club board of directors, sent me the note about Ben Anderson, the quarterback of UAPB, passing over the weekend. And just reading up on this guy, just what a tragedy, first of all, 30 years old, and to lose him at that age. But to see what an amazing young man he was, and that's why we want to get you on the air real quick for those. I didn't realize RJ, his wife, went to school with Ben at Parkview, where he was number one in his class there, and he was a honors graduate there at UAPB.
Yes, Ben was an outstanding young man. He was an outstanding young man on the field and off the field, David. I mean, he's just a special young man that a lot of people had a lot of respect for.
You know, it's hard to keep up with everything, but I know Ronald sent me a clip of the comeback win over Jackson State, where you won the SWAC. I guess I can't remember what year it was, but I mean, he was a super athletic quarterback and won the championship that particular year by his leadership. I guess you were down 21-7, came back and won.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, one thing, David, it was 2012, won the SWAC championship, actually the number one black college in the nation that year as well, led by Coach Money Coleman, good friend of mine. And, you know, I had the opportunity to spend some time with his mom and dad yesterday, and I can see exactly where he gets it from.
Sure.
His father, he played with Houston Nutt at Central, and he said when he first came over to Central, they gave him number 75, said, "You're the next Mean Joe Green." And he's really excited about that. You know, just spending time with them,
right.
You can see where Ben got his energy and his positive light from. His mom said she was not a big football fan. She was more into baseball. So she said when Ben was in junior high, she would read a book while he was playing. When he was in high school, she would read more books while he was playing. But Ben, they made a pact when he came to UAPB that she would not read a book. And she said she watched him play and she really enjoyed it. And she was the loudest one at the game. So just looking at the positive light, they're keeping everybody else up and keeping good energy going as people come to visit them.
Yeah,
exactly where he gets it from.
You know, you hear so many. Oftentimes, we hear about the negative things with athletes and about their attitudes. Sometime, and we're watching some of the antics of baseball, collegiate baseball players, and how cocky some of them are and over the top. And this young man sounded like he did everything right. Great student, great leader, great athlete, great son. And you just hate to lose him at age 30. That's the other, you know, guys at our age, and me and Roger are right at 60. They think, man, he's only to lose him at 30. He's just way too young to lose a guy that. And I don't know what he was doing with his life, but I'm sure whatever he was doing well.
Yeah, and then this one thing, he did get the opportunity to play a little professional ball. And one thing I didn't know that I learned yesterday as well was that Ben was actually being looked at as for minor league teams in baseball. You know, they really wanted it for baseball. They say it's better in baseball. Matter of fact, his mom says she hated that she didn't get the opportunity to see Tori the other night with all the things going on.
Yeah.
But he was actually giving back to the youth. That's one thing you hear consistently now is that a lot of parents are, you know, he was a personal trainer. He invested in a lot of kids from the collegiate level all the way down to park ball. And a lot of parents right now are saying that they don't know how to explain this to their kids. That's the one thing that you're hearing across all the platforms. How do I tell my kid about Ben? They're going to be devastated because he invested back in the youth. And he's a great guy. He was a great guy.
Well, for those that missed it, he was lost in a drowning accident this weekend at Lake Ouachita. So just really sad news. And but I tell you, you know, at age 30, sounds like he did everything right. You know, you just hate to lose a guy that young. But what an example. He said, I know his family. He got that from his family, and I just hate that for them. I don't have kids, but I can't imagine having to bury one of my kids. So it's just a horrible story. But I'm glad you called, and just to talk about Ben Anderson a little bit, and obviously his memory will go on for a long time. Obviously, he was impactful at Parkview High School, too, as a student and as an athlete as well. So really, really sad news, Chris. I was going to ask, too, is how are things at UAPB? How long now have you been athletic director?
It was 1 year last week.
I was about to say, I thought it was coming up on about a year. Yeah, how about that?
So yeah, it's 1 year last week. Yeah, things are going in the right direction, Dave. We're doing a lot of things. They say by the yard is hard, but inch by inch is a cent.
Say that again, please, Chris, that saying.
Les Brown says, by the yard is hard, but inch by inch is a cent.
Inch by inch. I will give you a great example of that, boys, is the last 2 days when I'm walking up that hill for the second time, I cannot look up because I'll never make it. I have to look down inch by inch to not discourage me and not pass out. But that inch by inch is a cinch. I love it. Well, let's, Kristen, we're going to try to get you guys lined up for the Touchdown Club. I'm going to be calling you in the next few weeks and hope we can have you guys a part of the lineup this year. And we appreciate you spending some time with us talking about Ben, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it. And one more note. Again, Ben was a great guy. He was the one that broke all my records. So you know he's a special guy.
Very nice. How about that? Yeah, well, thanks, Chris. We appreciate you, man. Thanks
so
much.
Yes, take care.
Bye-bye. You imagine I.